Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UQWBL, the world's best acronym. And you guys can check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I'm your host, Ryan McQueenie, with my co-host, Mariah Wolfel.
Hello, welcome back.
And today's show is focusing on next week's Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit. We got the name right that time. and you just heard from James Neeson, who's a member of the writing or the outreach team at the UQWBL, who is kind of helping put on the event. So we got to kind of get a feeling of the ins and outs of what will be happening next week. And now we are joined by Maya Sato.
Hello.
And she has some experience doing one of the types of things that James described will be happening at the summit, which is the round robin
workshops.
Conversations. What word would you use to describe it, Maya?
Both, I guess.
Both.
It's like synonyms, yeah.
Maya, could you tell us a little bit about yourself as a DePaul student and just at the Writing Center in general, since you've never been on the show before?
Yeah, sure. I am a junior at DePaul. I'm an art major, and right now I'm just a peer writing tutor, but I've done fellowing in the past.
Just a peer writing tutor.
Sorry, I don't mean to use just. No, I'm an amazing peer writing
there
tutor.
Super cool.
A super tutor.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Isn't that, or super peer? Is
yeah,
the
super
theme?
Peer.
Okay. That will,
you be dressed up next week?
Perhaps.
How into Halloween do you get on a scale of 1 to 10?
This is a whole other topic. I don't know. I'm into it, but I'm really last minute with my costume ideas, so usually they're kind of half-baked.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see.
Well, you could dress up as someone from the movie Half-Baked.
I've never heard of that.
That was a good one.
It's like a classic stoner comedy. It's a good movie. It's a decent movie. I won't say it's a good movie.
It's a good movie within that subgenre
of movies, which are typically not that great.
Stoner movies. Okay.
But before we start this, let us not forget America's favorite talk show segment, Word of the Day. Maya, did you hear the word of the day out there?
I did.
Verbigoration. Have you heard this word before?
No.
It's a noun. And I just want to let you know that I looked it up and it is from Latin. That is
okay.
The language of origin.
Okay.
So I was right, even though I made that up originally. I was right.
Had a 50-50 chance. So
that was fun fact. Latin was the first language ever. Words didn't exist before Latin.
And you could have been right or wrong.
That's why.
And you were right.
Yep. Point one.
True. Yeah, you're right.
So verbigoration, if you would like to guess what this word means, text it in to 773-325-7341 and we will read your guess on air. So far we have one guess in. Rima Mandwi,
it just doesn't make sense. The guess doesn't make sense.
Previous Skrull host thinks that it is when big verbs get together and they try to make their own nation. They try to secede from the union. So, you know, that I think is a good guess.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're crazy, that's a good guess.
It's kind of frightening to think about.
But I have a hint, and maybe this will help. I have a hint for everyone. So, trying to keep it on topic, a good peer tutor would point this out to you.
Okay.
A good one. Let's not use evaluative language.
Yeah, I was going to say.
An effective peer tutor would point this out to you.
I like that. Okay. So ponder that.
Ponder it with your brains.
Think on that. Text your guesses in. Again, 773-325-7341. And we will read your guess on air. Maya and I are going to be thinking about this the entire show.
Deeply.
Because the prize is a hug from Ryan. So
that's true. I forgot about that. I forgot how much pressure was on.
That's like the standard prize for word of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to say if you don't want the hug, like it's fine. Like I'm not going to, I'll cry myself to sleep, but like it's fine. You have to have the hug.
Maya was like, well, I was going to get really into this game.
That's a game changer. Don't know.
Maya, will you tell us a little bit about the round robin that you held at the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit last year?
Yeah. So me and another peer writing tutor, Megan Peets.
What up, Megan Peets?
What up?
I know you're listening.
She's awesome. And we did it together. It was about kind of negotiating knowledge bases between high school and college tutors and tutees, because we both were tutors in high school. So we were kind of talking about what the differences are, what the similarities are, and how each kind of environment could learn from the other.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So where did you guys come up with that idea? And what was the process of like putting it together? Were you just like, yo, Megan, like there's this summit coming up. Want to think of something because we're awesome and we're going to do something cool? Or was it, did you have the idea or what? How did it work?
Yeah, I think from what I remember, it was more initiated by Megan and Liz Coughlin, because she, I think, approached Megan or something like that. I was kind of like brought into it very willingly, but you know, it wasn't originally my idea. But yeah, we were approached by one of the directors who like knew that we had both tutored in high school and were asked if we had any ideas or whether we wanted to do it. And Megan was like, yeah, totally. And then I was just like, yeah, totally. So that's kind of how it began. And then the process was just writing up a proposal and submitting it. I think we talked about it a little bit with Lori, who's also a director, and just got her thoughts back on it. But it was pretty streamlined and very like chill. It was nice. Like
laid
we
back.
Had a lot of
super cool.
It was super chill, very dope. things of that nature. Yeah. So yeah, it was really, we had a lot of autonomy in it, and like creating our agenda and stuff was really fun. So
what did the round robin look like at the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit? Could you just take us, I mean, the schedule.
Could I bring you back in time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the Future reference from this week.
I know. Oh, yeah.
We're all sick of them by this point. Yeah.
That's because like I'm sorry, I'm so out of the loop. It's like coming back, the movie or something?
Or the anniversary?
It's the anniversary.
So it was, do neither of you guys know this?
Sorry. Calling us out.
I'm not trying
to call you guys out, like for sure. It's fine if you don't know this, but I just don't know how you could have gone through this whole week.
No, I saw all the references. I just didn't care to follow up on
Wednesday.
It.
Yeah, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. Yeah. So sometime this one of the days this week was the day that they went to when they went to the future in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And then there was a whole nother element where in the movie he has like a sports almanac, and it's like this year, or I don't even know if it was in the sports almanac, or if it was just a reference in the movie, but this year was like 2015 was the year the Cubs won the World Series in the movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously that was
close,
but no cigar. So, there was a whole lot going on with that this week. I think it was Wednesday was the actual day they came back. And Maya, did you come here on a hoverboard? Because the technology that is presented in that movie just doesn't exist at
today.
All.
Yeah.
But you can take us back in time to last year's.
Rewinding back just 1 year to the summit. Yeah. So basically it looked like, so it was me and Megan. We had a poster board that we wrote on with like markers, probably. If I could describe the smell, I would, but I don't remember. trying to get all your senses. Anyways, yeah. So we wrote on a poster board two brains, and one was called the high school brain and the other was the college brain. And then there was a round table, fittingly, for the round robin, where people sat around and like listen to us, and then we listened to them. So it was very much a conversation, and we kind of jotted down things in each brain as we came up with ideas for stuff. And I think we did that like three times or twice or something. There was like multiple rounds of the round robin with different people.
That's really cool, because I was, when I think of round robin, I think of it like a discussion sort of like that, but I wasn't sure how much of it was instructional and kind of like a lecture almost or a workshop, and then how much of it was like a collaborative discussion. But that seems pretty much like a collaborative discussion of just brainstorming ideas. Brainstorming.
Yeah. So
that's really cool, though.
So, what did you take away from the experience? Because, you know, the people involved in the discussion, I mean, obviously, the learned experiences probably changed from person to person. But what do you personally take away from it?
For me, it was very interesting to hear the perspectives of people who weren't tutors, but were mentors there. So, because it includes all different departments of like mentoring and leadership. So there were some like, I don't know their official names, but like advisor type people for students or like RA type people who had very different experiences with leadership than like me or Megan had with just tutoring. And we were pretty much talking specifically about tutoring, but their input on, you know, what their thoughts were kind of bigger picture, like institutionalized things, like things about the system and like social justice and things that we hadn't really factored in to the specific practice of tutoring. But it really like helped the conversation evolve into very like philosophical and like meaningful things and not just like instructions on how to tutor. So I thought that was very, that was my favorite part, was just like getting that whole perspective expanded.
So do you think there's, maybe this is a question for both of you really, maybe this could just be kind of a mini discussion, is do you think that there's a place for those bigger institutional, societal things, whether it be, you know, just talking about them, is there a place for that in a typical Writing Center appointment? Or is that not something that we as tutors would concern ourselves with?
No, I think it definitely, there's definitely a place. And I think, I mean, I might be wrong here, but I think the Writing Center would agree that there's definitely a place and even a need for bigger discussions. And I think that's one of our philosophies, is that we are more than just, you know, expert readers or just editors on a paper, but we try to be this community of awareness and social justice in a way. One example of this would be adding preferred gender to our
preferred pronouns WC online account.
Yeah, in our very registration true. Form now. So all of those things are important because they all contribute to a community, a safe environment for writers to come in, which is such a, since writing is such a vulnerable and subjective thing for writers,
very I think personal.
It's even more crucial in the writing environment and center to have those bigger discussions.
Word.
Snaps.
Snaps to that.
The first thing I thought about, which kind of took a different mental path than you took, the first thing I thought about was maybe like appointments that I have with international students or English language learners. You know, conversation partner type appointments where we sit down and they just want to ask me about culture and like American culture and like how things operate here versus maybe wherever they're from, coming from to study here. Maybe even more local things like what my life is like. And then I feel like that is, you know, I'm still in my role as a tutor trying to help them with their spoken English, but at the same time, I'm now kind of taking this mentor role that, you know, their mentor to kind of accumulating? Is that the word?
No.
Acclimating. Yeah. That's the word.
Accumulating.
Speaking is fun. But yeah, I think that's interesting that you pointed out those people that are more mentors with those bigger picture ideas.
So, just since we have you here and you're a peer tutor yourself, what do you think are the challenges of being a peer tutor that collaboration like this can kind of help to address? And not that the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit maybe specifically addressed it with a round robin or anything like that, but just how why we need this collaboration among peer tutors.
Yeah, I think that collaboration among people who know where you're coming from is something really valuable to me, and just learning kind of other strategies on a practical level, and then also being able to discuss the bigger picture things, like I said, on a more philosophical level, and it kind of all integrates into you know, like our tutoring philosophy, I think that having a very strong foundation, both like philosophically and like theoretically, and then building on that with like practical things that apply to you, is probably the biggest takeaway that I get from like talking to other mentors or tutors.
Yeah. Cool.
Great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that information and giving us another perspective about what's to come next week at the peer tutor and mentor summit.
Yes.
And so with that, we'll kind of head into our second break now. And as you will remember, with our second break, we like to play one of the top Billboard charts. And on the flip side of this break, we will do our segment called Rhetoric of Pop, and we will give this song a rhetorical analysis. So, Mariah, what are we listening to this week?
We are listening to top 5 Billboard song 679 by Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap, featuring Remy Boyz. Shout out Remy Boyz.
Fetty Wap, I feel like he's kind of a new artist on the scene.
I mean, he might over the world slowly but surely.
Some people might get really upset with me because there's probably like deep track fans who have been following Fetty Wap for a while. No?
I mean, he just released his debut album like a month ago.
Okay. So he's new.
He came up quickly. Yeah.
Wow.
And now he's number 5 on top Billboards.
This guy actually, I think at some point in the summer, he had 4 songs in the top 10.
Okay.
So he's blowing up big right now.
He's on fleek.
So Maya, thank you. And you'll be here with us on the other side to help us with Rhetoric of Pop.
So. All right. So this is Fetty Wap 679 on Scrawl Radio, Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.